listening to Oleg Radio. Oleg Radio.
Welcome to Oleg Radio, and here I am again, Kofi Bashir, and you are joining me today on my second podcast, and this segment is called What They Don't Teach You, and basically the purpose is to express the truths of Black History and appreciation of Black History Month, since it is February. And basically what I'm trying to do in this segment and with these segments is to shed light on the truths that have not been exposed to children, really, and that they've been kept in the darkness, not necessarily on purpose, but just stuff that we don't know. But today's February 19th, and last week we discussed Greenwood, Oklahoma. Now this week, this topic in particular touches my heart a little bit because it's my native hometown, something that I didn't know about my own hometown, somewhere that I've lived all my life, and I never knew that it was such a thing located here. So basically, talking about Detroit, Michigan, and it's a part of Detroit, Michigan during the 1950s. It was called Black Bottom. It was known as Black Bottom for the rich, dark soil, had a bunch of land marshes and everything. But what was more special about it, it was a place that was just a thriving city, like a really thriving city. And it was nationally famous on the scene. Things that it had were Black-owned businesses, social institutions, and the most important thing really was the nightclubs. Now, it sounds bad, but really, that's what it was nationally famous for, and it was famous on the music scene. People such as Duke Ellington came live performing, and everything was just positive, everything. Now, it was initially known as Paradise Valley, but it was later replaced with the Lafayette Park, located on Detroit's east side. Now, the city became known as one of the major African-American communities establishing Black-owned businesses, social institutions, and nightclubs, like I said. But due to the Great Depression, this area suffered the worst hardship of any area possible. And it was such a great, I would call it a breeding ground, really, for a community to come and strive because of what was so important was the rich, dark soil that it offered to provide. So that would keep the community striving and getting even greater. But after the Great Depression, for some reason, this place suffered the worst hardship. So after the Great Depression, everything was demolished and all of that. And the housing became what it is today, really. And it was mainly townhouses and projects. And projects are buildings, apartment buildings, really, connected within each other. And it was never the same after that. But purpose of this podcast is to tell you something that you don't know. So hopefully I told you something that you don't know today. And tune in with me next week. We'll discuss something else that you probably don't know. All right. Kofi signing out.